Very simple. Today, I declare I am what and who God says I am. Go ahead and pray about that a minute. That means all the promises, all the blessings, everything God says he's going to do for you is yours right now. Go ahead and pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. I'm everything he said I am. I'm healed. I'm blessed. I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm joyful. In Jesus' name. Every dry situation in my life comes to an end today. I call for fresh rain and fresh oil. Go ahead and pray about that. Every dry thing, every situation you can't get straight. Whether it's healing in your body, finances, family, whatever. Anything that's dry in my life come to an end today. No, you're going to have a little faith with this. Alright, let me stop you and ask you this. How many of y'all got some dry stuff need to be some fresh? Well, I know it. So y'all pray like I said something to you. Every dry situation in my life come to an end today. Believe. In Jesus' name. The glory. Moses asked God for three things. He asked me, said, I want to find grace in your sight. Show me the way. And show me your glory. The glory of God is changing my story on a daily basis. His presence is so precious to me. Go ahead and pray about that. The glory of God is changing my story on a daily basis. See, a lot of times you can get healed right there. You can get healed. You can get that breakthrough right there. You can get that breakthrough right there. In Jesus' name. Now you're to give three, but here's the fourth one because I'm going to close on that. Every form of the curse is reversed in my life today. Yeah, you got to receive it. Every form of the curse is reversed in my life today, in Jesus' name. All right, sit down, open your Bible to 37th chapter of Ezekiel. I'm just going to read two verses this morning. You know the situation. With the right type of revelation and the right type of impartation and the right type of anointing, a situation can turn from dry bone to an exceeding great army. God specialized in taking nothing and making something out of it. Amen. I know that personally, you understand? And so it is nobody left out. The Bible says God have no respect of person. In the spirit, you can go as high as you want to go. Nobody can stop you. Education can't stop you. The economic system of the world can't stop you. The color of your skin can't stop you. Politics can't stop you. You can go as high as you want to go in the spirit realm. You can go from dry bone to be part of God's exceeding great army. By revelation, by impartation, by manifestation. And so this classic teaching here on these dry bones in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, where situations look bad, but when the anointing hit it, it destroys that which is holding a person down. May the anointing hit you today and destroy everything that's trying to hold you down. Glory to God. You heard what I said? May the anointing hit over there and destroy everything holding you down and holding you back. Because you are not dry bone. You are part of the exceeding great army of Almighty God. There's a boldness has to kick in if you're going to go where God wants you to go. There's a certain amount of boldness you got to have. Holy Ghost boldness. Word-based boldness. Blood-based boldness. This is a wonderful lesson here. It's impregnated with revelation. I never read the whole thing. First one, let me read it. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, now watch this, they were what? They wasn't just dry, they were very dry. Now, to a certain extent, listen to me, to a certain extent, the body of Christ have been a valley of dry bones. By a lack of knowledge, being destroyed, led into, brought into captivity by the same thing, and got so manonized. That's a word. I made that word up. Manonized or humanized that the Spirit of God can't move like He want to move in our lives. This morning we turn Him loose. This morning we turn the Holy Ghost loose. And we ask the Holy Ghost to rearrange the furniture in our life. The Spirit of God, there is not only joy available to you, the Spirit of God said there's jumping joy available to you. And the Lord in the third verse, the government called a gift in. The government called a gift in about this situation. The government is not going to work on the problem himself. He's going to go through a gift. But the gift has to know that he's not doing it. Watch what happened here. Watch what happened. And he said unto me, talking to Ezekiel now, talking to the gift, the government talking to the gift. Son of man, can these bones live? Or can these dry situations, y'all better listen to me. Can these dry situations leave my life? This thing that keep breaking me down, this thing that keep holding me back, the thing that keep coming up. I thought it was old, but it keep coming back. Can I really get rid of this thing? If there's enough power in the word, enough power in the spirit to get rid of this thing, once and for all, can I get a breakthrough this morning? Bless God. Can I really be over this? Can I put this in my past? Can I have a brighter future today? I'm tired of these dry bones. I'm tired of dealing with this thing over and over again. I'm ready for to step over this thing. I'm ready to come alive. I've been dragging this thing and dragging this thing. I've been praying about this thing. I've been casting down imagination. I'm trying to get rid of it now. I need to hear a word from the Lord, a rhema word, a live word, a word that can carry me to deal with this thing. I'm tired of church energy. I want some power. I'm tired of going through the motion. I call every religious spirit to halt in here. You will not rule in here. You're people of power. They have to obey us. In the name. In the name. Look at somebody, shake your hand to them, like didn't tell them you don't have to worry no more. Something about to happen. Tell them something about to happen. Something about to happen. You see that third verse? That third verse can handle it for you. What you got to do is yield. What you got to do is acknowledge, Lord, I don't know what to do. When Jehoshaphat had five armies coming against him, he had went through all of his spiritual acrobat. He had prayed. He had reminded God. They sing. They did everything. Then God sent a gift with a word. You need not fight in this battle. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. I don't want you to pray about it no more. I don't want you to bother me about it. All I want you to do is praise and worship. And I'll set ambush upon your enemy. And you'll be better off after than you were before. Sometime I permit an attack to promote. Sometime I permit an attack to promote you. The devil thought he's going to kill you, but I'm about to promote you. He don't know it. You and I have a secret. I'm working a mystery out in your life. The enemy don't know what I'm doing. He think he tearing you down. I'm working. Oh, my goodness. I'm working a mystery out in your life. That's why we can't keep eating the same old soup, you know. See, the gift said, the gift got to know he don't know. Third voice. He said, I don't know. You know, thou knowest, Lord. See, he opened himself now. Not to be held on by tradition. Not to be held on by man-made ideas. Not to be held on by psychology. No, he opened himself now for the spirit to move. He said, Lord, you know. No, no. See, here's our problem. Not, Lord, not just Lord. You know what I'm going through. Lord, you know how I'm going to get out. You need to add something to this, you know. Because we come to the Lord. Lord, you know what I'm going through. Yeah, but that's not enough information. You know how I'm going to get out. Oh, somebody better shout in here, man. You say it. You know how I'm going to get out. Say it. You know, say it. Open your mouth. You know how I'm going to get out. Any situation that is against me, God already knows how I'm going to get out. I don't care how dry it is. I don't care how long it's been dry. If I can get God to touch it with a word. You know my situation. You know what I'm going through. You know what I've been praying about. You know what I need for you to change for me. That's what I come to this house for. I come to this house to hear a word. There are times in your life you must know not what to do. Oh, sucky now. Yeah, there's time in your life you must know not what to do. You must be still and know that I am God.
That's good preaching, man.
There's time for you to do nothing but wait on it. What do you say about they that wait? They that wait on the Lord shall what? What? What a strength came from waiting. Now you see, sometimes mystery is a puzzle. Now, one of the great unraveling of a puzzle you just heard. There are some time you don't supposed to know what to do. And it create a word called T-R-U-S-T. Powerful word, isn't it? In this business, that's a powerful word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What do you do? Nobody will leave you in a tangle today. Every stroke place in your life will be choked by the power of God today. When I say stroke, there's some, you don't have to have it in your physical body. There can be a stroke in your movement in your life that you seem like you're not getting nowhere. Over and over and over again. Same old, same old, same old. Well, that's broken today. Why? Why is it broken? We don't know what to do. When you don't know what you do? My eye. Now this is an indictment here. Some of us don't take our eyes off the scripture long enough to see God. We just reading and marking and marking. Stop. And then he'll begin to talk in deeper dimension about what you read. I don't hear nobody back me up here. I'm trying to get in quick, fast, and hurry, a jumping in place. To jump in the river. A pool of the Spirit. I feel the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I feel the Holy Ghost all over this place. All over this place. He's going down your road. He's checking your situation out. He's about to do something for you. He's about to do something about your business. Nobody else know what you're going through, but the Holy Ghost know it. Nobody know who against you, but the Holy Ghost know it. He about to shut all your enemies down. My enemies are in trouble as soon as they attack me. God have shut whole companies down. I remember a real estate agent misused me and my wife. Beautiful building, just flourishing. Went back the next year, grass growing up. Attacked the wrong person. So, again, first of all, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones. What is the solution here? Hear the word of the Lord. Now, you're not going to own up to it, but I own up to it. I've been dry bones before. I've had situations that turned me into dry bone for a moment. For a moment. But then I came back to my reality of who I was, and that great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And if God is for you, who can be against you? And yet you need all these things. You are more than a conqueror. I came back at them dry bones. But all of us have been in dry bone situations. What am I going to do now? What they going to think about this? They can't help you, so you'll not be concerned about what they think. All of us go through something at some time. Talk to me here. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much Bible you read. Everybody go through something sometime. But it don't mean we're not coming out. Going in a situation. Going in a situation. Go in declaring I'm coming out. I can't hear y'all over here. Man, I'm preaching you now. Going in a situation. You go in there declaring, I'm coming out. I ain't got no time to be fearful of this. I don't have no time to worry about this. God give me his word. I'm coming out of this thing. I don't care how dry it is. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care if it came through four generations. When it get to me, I'm coming out. Somebody shout up in here. Who I'm preaching to up in here? Who am I preaching to up in here? It means it's a situation that seems like it cannot get straight. It's a situation that have lasted a long time without water. But this morning, God about to pour some water on your dry bone situation. Oh yeah, ye the word. See, the word gives life to dry bone. Find me a jumping off place here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to anybody up in here? Do anybody need to hear this? Can I declare something? Don't y'all tell this place I'm about to declare something. It's going to be all right. That's a word. It's going to be all right. He whom I serve, he who sent me the arrow, just told me to tell you it's going to be all right. Just like he told Ezekiel, prophesy to those bones. I'm prophesying to you today. It's going to be all right. You better shout up in here. It's based on the principle. Listen to me. You got to know the principle here. It's based on the principle, is anything too hard for God? If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I'm bringing you out right now. It may be bad right now, but I'm bringing you out. I'm bringing you out right now. Watch what he said, Jan. Watch what he said, Jan. Watch what he said. It's time for your settlement. It's time for this thing to be settled. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I done got drunk up here, boy. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. God, people about to go free. Hey! Hallelujah. You feel that? Marion, you feel that? That's the Holy Ghost. He's working on something for you. You feel that? That's the Spirit of God in this house. He's doing some things in this house right now. Things we thought couldn't be done. Things been like, oh, I suck about. Been lingering around a long time. They're about to move right now. The power is in the house. Hey, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Lord, you know. I remember in the Baptist church, the service would get real hot, and somebody would cry out, he touched me and made me whole. I believe he's touching somebody in here. I believe somebody getting touched in here. Come on, let me get back to my list. For a few minutes. You want to write something down, what all is about? The secret of living under the Lord's command. The secrets of living under the Lord's command. Coming from dry bone to an exceeding great army. You see, what I was doing, making command. When it came up in my spirit, I was making commands on the Lord's behalf. He told Ezekiel, the Lord said, I'm not going to talk to these bones. Whoa. I'm not going to talk to these bones. I'm going to send my next government. Then when Ezekiel get there, let me show you how he handled it. Let me show you how he handled it. Again, verse 4. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, wait a minute. Yeah, I got it, Lord. I'll pass it over. Ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. That's a gift preaching. Ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You know what Ezekiel said? I'm a word carrier for the Lord. When you hear me speaking, you're hearing the Lord. Men don't want to say that. They're scared. Yeah, men don't want to say it. But as long as you're in the word, it's the Lord. You can't take your man of God lightly. He got your word. Every situation you get in, your man or woman of God has your word in their mouth. You need to listen because God is about to do something supernatural, divine, extraordinary in your life. That's why we can't have church and just go through the same motion. Y'all know next Sunday everybody supposed to invite somebody, right? Y'all haven't forgot about that, right? Every third Sunday. You know this communion Sunday, right? Well, no third Sunday you invite somebody. Same vision. Suppose they don't come, just invite them. I ain't told you break the neck and break them, come here. Then he said he saw the skin and stuff come on him. Look at verse 7. That's one of the verses I was supposed to read this morning. So I prophesied as I was commanded. See, don't be prophesying if you ain't got no command. that's why sometimes the pulpit look weak, you know. I'm God saying stuff God didn't tell him to say, and it don't come to pass. Bringing all this poetry and psychology and worldly strategy into the pulpit. What thus said the Lord? Right. So I prophesied what I wanted. As I was commanded and as I prophesied, you know, dry bone, dry circumstances, dry situation don't make no noise. As he prophesied, are you listening? Life came into that situation that was stronger than the situation itself. As he prophesied what the Lord commanded, the life of the Lord was in those words to override the dryness. That's what should happen to you every time you come to this church. You should hear a word with life in it that overcome everything and everybody you're dealing with. There's life in the word. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. When light come, darkness has to leave. When healing come, sickness gotta go. He sent his word to heal us and deliver us from our destruction. He brought them out with silver and gold. And there was not one broke person among them. Then the Bible said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. And then the Old Testament write, I'm the Lord and I change not. If I did it yesterday, I can do it for you today. Hallelujah. Church got to come to grip with that. We still serve El Shaddai. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Tsidkenu. He's Jehovah Raha. He's Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. He's my peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. He's my provider. He's the same. Same God that opened the Red Sea. Same God that locked the lion mouth. Same God that put the fire in the fire furnace. He's alive today. Same God. We're serving the same God. I got to preach a little bit today, boy. We're serving the same God. Same God that got Paul and Silas out of jail. That's who we're serving. The same God that unlocked the chain off Peter's leg and opened the iron gate because the church was in prayer. That's the same God. The same God, because Noah was a righteous man. The same God give Noah divine instruction how to build a boat. He never had seen a ship, but he told him how he never had seen rain. The water would come up from the ground. They never saw no flood, but the same God was able to take 8 people. Noah, his wife and his 3 sons and their wife, and bring them in a place of safety. You got to look at him sometime. If he done that for Noah, good God Almighty, in 2015, he's the same God. He could do what I need him to do. Well, oh, I got to close, man. I got to close. I'm beside myself. I want to teach a nice little lesson today. But the Lord won't let me teach a nice little lesson. He wants you to know a word of life. You got to know the kind of God we serve. We serving a God that have never lost a battle. We serving a God that walked to a graveyard. Man been dead for 4 days. Call him by his name and he come on up. We serving a God. She's going to bury her only son. Crying, a widow woman. Only had one son. He died. But he walk up on a man called Jesus. He walked to the coffin, and I undoubtedly talked to the woman a few moments. She was crying that I don't have nobody to take care of me no more. And Jesus said, that's all right. Took his hand and put on a dead body And when the dead body felt that power, that boy came alive again. You know what I'm talking about, right? Sam God, a prophet, was buried in the grave. Been dead for quite some time. They had a man that was trying to find somewhere to bury him and mess around and dug up that prophet grave. And when they throw their dead body in the grave, hit that prophet bone. A dead prophet. I wonder what a live prophet could do. Hit that dead prophet bone and come back alive. Sam God. Now listen. Only the difference here, I need you to understand it. I'm not preaching history. I'm preaching mystery. He's here today. He's here right now. Oh, I feel the glory. I feel the glory of God in here right now. He's visiting us today for a special reason. Somebody need to hear something today. Somebody need to be touched today. Somebody need a squeeze today. Tell me I'm not in this by myself. Tell me. Promotion is sure to come today. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh, oh my. Good God Almighty. Wow. Oh my. Somebody being helped right now. Miracles are taking place. Signs and wonders are taking place. Right now, grab yours. Grab yours. Whatever you need is in this house right now. Whatever. Whatever you need is in this house right now. Grab yours. Grab your mirror. Grab your sign. Grab your wonder. It's in this house right now. For you from the spirit. Who told you you wasn't going to get out? Who told you you were not going to be set free from that? Who told you you got to live with this the rest of your life? They lied to you. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. We're his offspring, right? Because I live, ye shall live also. No matter what you're going through now, you leave from this building with a brand new start. I feel that, Wilbur. I feel that. I feel that in the spirit. I feel that in the spirit. I feel that in the spirit. You leave with a brand new start. Some of you people who came up about them houses, the contract is being written up right now. Yes, sir. That's how the Holy Ghost heard those prayers. And the contract is being written up. Marion and John, undoubtedly, it was an angel. The lady don't work for the place no more. The lady come in just to work their deal out. She dissipated. They said they wanted to be close to the church. The Lord almost put them in the church. No, there wasn't a lot of money involved. They ain't had a lot of money. They believed God. We ain't talking about no money yet. Now we're talking about God. Yeah, I ain't got no money. He don't know. That's you, the very dude I'm talking to. You don't need no money. You need faith. Faith is currency of heaven. Faith get God hand to move. Listen to me. Listen to me. You're going to hear me now. I was rich before I had money. I had my hand in God's hand. And God will change whole companies, whole situations. Carol and I walk into some place and did some things. We don't even know how we did it. We ain't had no money. And my name was bad. You don't need no name when you're working in his name. Woo, Lordy. Come on with me. Woo, come on. Woo, Lordy. My life changed today. Tell two or three people, my life changed today. My life changed today. My life, y'all got to take over now.